Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who have told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed.
Yeah. During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. One person was arrested. The feds will investigate the Surfside condo collapse in Florida. Dan Naraki reports.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warn the investigation could take years to complete.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
America is mourning the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at the age of 88. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest Defense Secretary, serving at age 43 in the Gerald Ford administration. Then from 2001 to 2006 in the George W. Bush cabinet to become the oldest.
He was the only person to ever serve twice as Defense Secretary, and he did that decades apart.
That is Hope Sack of Military.com, who shares the most vivid memory she has of Mr. Rumsfeld.
Unbelievable moment of him basically giving the press briefing from the Pentagon and answering questions and saying there are bodies still being carried out of the building when the Pentagon itself was attacked.
President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Governor Abbott.
As a result, Texas has to step up and protect the safety of our fellow Texans, and we will continue to do so.
Yeah.
And we know that the person who led the charge to get us here in the first place, a person who loves Texans, who loves America, he puts Texans and Americans first, and that is the man who began to build the wall, the man who did more to secure the border than anybody and any president ever has, and that is President Donald J. Trump.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Joy Murdoch joins us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, great to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you, it is so crazy. The wordsmithing of the left, the disconnect from reality is brain bruising, DeRoy. It's just unconscionable what they continue to do. You and I touched on this, I believe, last week about, crime, how it's been exacerbated clearly by the policies of the left. And now they're projecting to try to put it on Republicans. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this is fascinating. I took a wonderful 5-day road trip with a very close friend of mine through New England. We had a great time. It was lovely. And then I came back, turned on the TV, and I was sort of a news blackout for 5 days. And I hear the Democrats saying that the Republicans are the ones who defunded the police. Wow, that came as quite a shock to me. These people, after the George Floyd's death and George Floyd riots, they're the ones who started up the campaign to defund the police. They're the ones carrying around the signs and organizing the protests and the parades and the marches and everything else. People like AOC said if we defund the police, quote, it'll be like a suburb, unquote. And then you saw the cities of Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, I believe Los Angeles, certainly here in New York, defund their police departments. In New York City, the police budget was cut by $1 billion. That's about roughly 9%. This wasn't even a defund thing. This went beyond even what the BLM and the left were screaming for. The NYPD dismantled its undercover police unit, which is world famous. The undercover police officers who walk around, they look like college students, manual workers, teachers, librarians. All of a sudden, something goes wrong. These people pull out their badges and pistols, and you realize that the little old lady with the stack of books in her hand actually is a cop. And a very well-trained cop, and they step in, they take care of business, and then they put their guns and their badges away and blend right in, and in 10 seconds they disappear. You don't even know they're there. Anyway, that was dismantled, and we've all seen the crime shoot up through the roof, enormous increases in shootings, and people getting shot in murders. Portland's unbelievable. I think they're up something like 800% or something crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. This is not a Republican idea. This was born, hatched, flung upon the American people, imposed on the American people by the Democrat Party, the party of crime.
And this whole situation, once they did that, it was immediate, DeRoy. It wasn't like, oh, we had to go through a couple of seasons. I mean, it was like, open up the floodgates. Let all the criminals on the street, immediately. Even the experts said, particularly in New York, there where you're at, that you take off the street the 600 undercover police unit. You take them off the streets, and they said immediately, we'll guarantee you the guns will come on the street. That's exactly what happened. And here they are in broad daylight. People are getting shot. You got rapes on the increase, and now you got De Blasio, who somehow somehow thinks that there's some sort of warehouse of police officers that he can, you know, open up the floodgates. Oh, come on back. You know, all is forgiven. We need to really increase our presence here. Like, that's going to happen overnight. I mean, is there a Costco warehouse full of police officers just waiting to be rehired or something?
It's not like the movie RoboCop, where you just take the RoboCop out of the box and put in the battery and send him on his way. Look, a lot of these people, I don't blame them at all, have retired. They've done early retirement, and they figure, look, you know, if I step in, there's a good chance that if anything goes slightly wrong, if you're lucky, you'll get sued. At worst, you get fired. Well, at worst, you get killed. You get fired. Yes. You get sued. You get wrapped up in all sorts of difficult legal expenses and all this. And they figure, this just isn't worth it. I mean, if it were just
lose your pension on top of
and
that,
lose
DeRoy.
Your pension. Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, people work very hard for these pensions. So if it were just a matter of, okay, we're going to cut the budget by X, you guys figure out how to tighten your belts, that would be bad enough. But you've got, in addition to the defund the police, you have the demoralize the police campaign.
Exactly.
You're evil, you're racist, you're disgusting, you're killers, you're murderers. Every time a black person walks on the street, the person's begging to be shot by the cops. You hear that sort of thing, and you think, you know, I just am going to keep my gun in my holster. I'm going to sit down in my car. I'm going to sit at my desk in the precinct and just not get involved. And a lot of cops, I've even gone up to cops and things have been going on here in New York and said, can you do anything about this? I said, well, we're just not getting involved in this. And so what the cops are doing in New York City and elsewhere across the country is doing what they did in New York before Rudy Giuliani came in, and he described it as basically observing crime. So they observe crime and say, wow, look at that interesting crime over there. I don't blame them. I think they want to go in and enforce the law and keep us safe and sane. But they're basically, the police have been handcuffed by the Democratic Party, the party of crime.
Exactly.
And now, rather than accepting responsibility for what they've done, now they're saying the Republicans did it. This is psychological projection of the insane asylum quality.
Right. Exactly. The Democratic Party. The Democratic Party of voter fraud and of crime and lawlessness, this is what the Democratic Party has become. And what is so amazing, I mean, now even AOC had to back off a little bit because they're seeing, I mean, it's amazing how these people want to conduct business on behalf of the American people based on polls. I mean, let's not engage any common sense or critical thinking beforehand, or even a quick analysis of, hey, look, we've instituted this policy. What do we know so far? I mean, to hear Joe Biden talk about it, I mean, they're totally disconnected. He and Kamala Harris. I mean, and now she's kind of like been put on the sidelines, and it almost looks like they're trying to elevate the First Lady as kind of the First Lady slash Vice President du jour.
Well, we certainly saw that on the way to the NATO meetings, G7 summit, and all that. We had Joe Biden sitting at Joe Biden's desk on Air Force One, not reading Emily Dickinson or spy novel. There she is sitting there with what appeared to be White House briefing books. I don't know if she has security clearance. I'm not sure if we had a security violation there, but and they sent this out by Twitter. I think it said something like, Jill Biden preps for the G7 meeting. I'm thinking, well, what is she doing there? That's kind of crazy. So that was a little bit odd, but certainly when it comes to the issue of crime and safety, look, I would disagree with, but at least respect the Democrats if they stood up and said, yeah, we defunded the police. We're proud of what we've done. The crime surge isn't important. It's more important for social justice than actual safety. I mean, that's not what I believe, but if that's what they believe, then stand up and make that argument. Now they're kind of running away, saying, oh, we never did this. This wasn't our idea. It was the idea of the Republicans. I mean, the psychological projection, the hypocrisy, and total cowardice on display are just absolutely Olympic grade.
Yeah, and DeRoy, the thing that shocks me are, these staunch Democrats that hear those talking points and they believe it. It's like, please, if we're going to get this country back on track, we've got to agree on what the truth is. And let's call it out for what it is. I mean, understand that, hey, look, we're about ready to celebrate our 245th birthday here on July the 4th. And this is about being an American and for us to preserve the American idea for the next generation. We need all hands on deck. People who are interested in preserving the Constitution of the United States. And the fact of the matter is legacy media, the powers to be, these power forces that exist on the left, and particularly with the Democratic Party, because now, I mean, they are in control. and they're doing everything they can to oppress the American people, to have their way, and to force their agenda upon us, when clearly, when they tried to sell it during the primaries, I mean, even their own party, they could only get maybe a third of the people to kind of think, okay, I could be open to, you know, the Green New Deal. I could be open to open borders and all that. Only a third. But yet they're running away like as if it's a mandate, DeRoy.
No, this is true. I mean, look, we heard throughout
I'll tell you what. I set you up here, so we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Fresh and independent we are.
hour. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, I apologize. I kind of set you up with a question. We only had a couple of seconds to go to break, so I want you to pick it up from there.
Yeah, we heard from the Biden campaign and the whole Democrat effort in the fall was that he's a centrist, middle of the road. He's going to bring us together, cool the temperature, calm things down, bring us back to normal, et cetera. And I didn't buy that because I actually looked at his vote record, which has been a liberal Democrat vote record going back to 1972 all the way through his whole campaign, his whole career, rather. Nothing moderate or centrist about liberal Joe Biden. But then he gets in, and rather than bringing us together and following some sort of middle-of-the-road policy, we've just gotten some unbelievably, I think maybe for a lot of people, even further left than our worst fears. I mean, I knew that he would have a soft position on the border. I didn't think it would be basically, you know, almost to kick the border wall down and put in a big sign saying, you know, everybody welcome, roll out the red carpet and everybody run across. I just saw this morning a very sad picture of a two-year-old boy who somehow got abandoned by his parents or separated or lost or something, standing on the side of the road, wondering what to do next. A two-year-old. Unbelievable. Yeah. And I blame Joe Biden for creating the conditions where rather than staying in Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Paraguay, wherever it was from whence he came, here he is standing on the side of the road somewhere on the U.S.-Mexico border, wondering where his mommy is, where's his daddy, where's his granny. Yeah. Unbelievable. And somehow we're supposed to applaud that and think that this is any kind of humane policy. This is disgusting. That's just the start. We've got, you know, $6 trillion budget he's proposing, the shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, the approval or the green light for the Nord Stream pipeline, bringing Russian gas into Germany. I mean, it's just been one mess after another after another. And if they had a massive mandate, if it were a runaway Democrat victory and, you know, they swept the House, which they didn't do, and swept the Senate, which they didn't do, you might say, well, that's what American people want. But I think the American people voted for some kind of centrism, and they're getting basically a far, far left government, I think, for well further left of LBJ and even FDR.
Yeah. Well, at the risk of getting in trouble again, I would say that the tally of the votes and the way it was handled, obviously still questionable, and we'll see what happens because Arizona just, committed to getting rid of all those Dominion machines. So it's an indication that there's cracks in the proverbial wall and the truth is starting to come out regarding, you know, the 2020 election. Not that we would ever expect that there would be any kind of reversal, but at least we might be able to get to the bottom of this. We have a lot of suspicion and, ideas as to what possibly happened. And the only reason that they're there, DeRoy, is because those issues haven't been answered. I mean, if you're going to have somebody, Biden win, I mean, just logic would tell you, and anybody that knows anything about mathematics would say that if with the number of votes that Joe Biden had, what should have happened is exactly what you said. There should have been a clear mandate and downline voting for, Democrats in the House and in the Senate. It would have been a runaway victory. Ends up with a 50-50 split. We're about 4 or 5 seat difference in the House. And then all the other information. I mean, we've got testimony from citizens who were there, people who are experts in their field and IT and that, saying, hey, this stuff smells. There was something not good about the way this election was conducted, whether we're talking about Pennsylvania, what happened in Michigan, certainly Arizona and Georgia. All this is still being investigated. And, my hat's off to those at the local level, because that's where it has to be done, because on a federal level, They're already heading in and they're busy about other things, and it's clear that they're not concerned about what happened in the 2020 election.
No, I think that is correct. I think one explanation for why Biden got so many votes, or let's just at least say ballots were cast with his name on them, is he had a lot of these ballots that just had Biden. They didn't have Congressman so-and-so, Senator such-and-such. And so that could explain how you could have a Biden victory while you also have a lot of Democrats candidates lose, and then also have an increase of, I think it was 12 or 13 GOP House seats. Every single House Republican incumbent ran for election won. Not one House Republican lost. How could you have a Democrat win the White House and have every single solitary House Republican running for reelection get reelected and not one be defeated? It just doesn't make any sense. And I think the situation in Arizona where they're now saying, all right, we're going to get rid of those voting machines, well, that's not a good indicator. I believe it was Wisconsin. I may be wrong on that, but I believe it was Wisconsin that said that they're going to go back and I think it take I think it's 100,000 or is it 200,000 voters off the vote rolls who are not qualified. Right. Did any of those people vote in November? This is deadly serious stuff. I wish that the courts would hear these cases. That their attitude seems to be throw up their hands and say, well, don't get us involved. We don't want to get involved. If they get involved, the evidence will be brought in. You could have discovery. You could get to the bottom of these things. You could have court orders and subpoenas saying, bring in the machines, bring in the ballots, bring in the polls, whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff is just not being done. And I really blame the there's a lot of blame to go around. Part of the blame goes to the judiciary branch and largely, frankly, the U.S. Supreme Court for throwing up their hands and saying, you know, don't look at us. Why are you looking at us? Excuse me. It's your job. We're looking at you because it is your job. That is why we have a federal judiciary and why we have the Supreme Court. Not for the easy cases. The easy cases you can figure out at the local level. The tough cases are the ones that go to the Supreme Court. And their job is to handle the tough cases. And their attitude under the John Roberts Court is, it's election related. We don't, don't look at us. We're on break,
Everybody's kicking the can up the road, and it's almost like the Supreme Court, the justices are more concerned about the cocktail circuit on the Beltway as opposed to just answering the question. The American people deserve an answer. Did we have a free and fair election? And come out straight. I mean, Bill Barr spoke up yesterday and said that, pretty much he thought that, Donald Trump was pushing a bunch of malarkey. Okay, well, that's your opinion, but where are the facts? Give me the facts that demonstrate that what you're saying is plausible and credible. Please, do that for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and by the way, the facts show we go through these ballots, we find out that the suspicions are overrated and maybe there were some glitches, but nothing that major. Fine. We all can say, all right, well, we lost fair and square, Biden won fair and square, and we can get on with our lives. But right now, you just have a great big fat question mark, and that's the worst of all worlds. You neither have, okay, Trump actually got ripped off, he should have won, nor, yep, Biden really won fair and square, and we all can maybe cry or cheer about the results, but we know what happened. Right now, there's just a great big fat question mark, and you have literally tens of millions of people in this country who feel that they don't really know what happened last November.
Exactly.
And it's unhealthy for our country in the long run, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or something in between.
About 2 minutes left, I wanted to address your column about Biden opposing slavery of 1619 to 1865. So why is he enabling slavery of 2021?
Yeah, indeed he is. This is a very disturbing situation. I spoke with a number of experts on slavery. One is Kurt Hauser of the Hoover Institution, also Jessica Vaughn who is an expert on immigration, and Ira Melman of the couple of immigration groups. And they basically say that the situation with sex trafficking, human trafficking, people who are coming into this country with debts they owe to the cartels and to the coyotes, that many of them are working off their debts by basically serving as indentured servants. They're told, look, we owe you X money for running across the border and our help in doing so, and so we're going to keep you here basically against your will, and you've got to do labor for us until you work that debt off. Some of the people doing that labor, by the way, are 8-year-old girls. And in one case, according to Sarah Carter, who was on Fox last week, an eight-month pregnant woman, imagine eight-month pregnant woman, working as prostitutes, basically being told, all right, you've got to trade basically sex for your freedom. And these people are in a situation.
In America, DeRoy.
In America.
In our country, this is happening to another human being. I mean, this is disgusting that we're participating in this. Yeah,
thousands.
Exactly.
Yep. And in their view, this is a violation of the 13th Amendment. This is at least indentured servitude, if not outright slavery. And if I were Joe Biden, I would be trying to shut this thing down.
Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. As always, appreciate the time, DeRoy. Godspeed. Take care.
Bill, great to be with you. Take care now.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York, indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who have told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed.
Yeah. During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Well, at the risk of offending the sensitive, we're going to talk about Juneteenth. I think on its face, we knew right away that Juneteenth is to Independence Day as Kwanzaa is to Christmas. All right, there's a lot of cultural impact there to unpack, and it's sort of a synthetic, reverse-engineered holiday. Okay, and we're going to talk more about that with Daniel Natal, who's back with us. He's a business ethics teacher and a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Always great to be on. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we saw what happened, you know, with Juneteenth as it started coming about. There were already some businesses that were giving their employees off. I thought it was quite interesting. Within 2 days, I mean, the bureaucracy of the federal government moves so slow, but boy, I'll tell you, you put a federal holiday in front of them, and in 2 days, they're not at work.
Yeah, exactly, which kind of, you know, underscores the impetus behind this for the Fed to go along with it. We are pivoted, by the way, between so-called Juneteenth and the 4th of July. So this is like the perfect time to, you know, kind of have this conversation because we're, you know, one holiday seems to be kind of parasitically designed to leech off the other. You know, so, you know, it is interesting, an interesting inflection point.
It really is. I mean, we've got 245 years of history, empirical evidence of, a more perfect union. Not that we've arrived, but that was the aspiration of our founding fathers, and it has been, I believe, for the majority of Americans until, recently, all of a sudden, all these... this bad part of our history, part that we, let's go back and talk about slavery. I mean, the country was in, they were all in. 600,000 people died to free the slaves. But those numbers are, and last time I checked, it was only black people that died. It ran the entire spectrum of people that were taking a stand for freedom, taking a stand for what our Constitution said, that we were going to move to a more perfect union, that all men are created equal, they have God-given rights, and this is what they were fighting for. And believe me, it happened in the 1860s that it all came to a head, and it needed to be settled. And unfortunately, we had to have a civil war in order to do that, and it cost us 600,000. Not to mention, a president who was assassinated over this as well.
Yeah, but conspicuously absent from, many of the death tolls. That's one of the things that they kind of, the anti-American propagandists kind of, leave by the wayside, is that unlike Europe, there was no mass holocaust of African slaves. Slavery in and of itself is obviously an evil institution, and I'm proud to belong to the West, the only civilization in human history to ban slavery as a moral evil. Mm-hmm. But the slaves weren't killed in mass numbers to the tune of 600,000 like the Civil War, the soldiers who died in the Civil War fighting to free them. And mm-hmm. De Tocqueville even talked about this in the 1820s. He said that if Africans rose up to fight for their own freedom, he said that that would probably be the best way forward for them, mm-hmm. Trying to gain their own liberation. He said, however, if people fight to free them, outside of their own group, and it's white people fighting other white people to free them, he said that great evils would actually arise from that. Because if you haven't fought for something yourself, you don't mm-hmm. really prize it like the way that somebody fought for it.
Exactly. Well, Tocqueville was exactly right. And when you look at other nations that went through similar cycles, it's interesting. Let's go back and consider the Bible for a minute. OK, Jesus would tell somebody he healed, go forth and walk in your healing. Your sins are forgiven. Go walk in your healing. I mean, the deal was that they had to walk out their healing. They had to alter their ways and think in terms of living righteously, doing righteous things, doing things that honored God. But meanwhile, here's your gift up front. I'm going to give you a gift of healing up front. Well, look what happened here in this particular case. The blacks are free. President Lincoln, cites the Emancipation Proclamation. And 2 years later, they're still walking in slavery. Now, in part, what Tocqueville is saying is, whose responsibility is that? I mean, you've been given freedom, but you haven't apprehended it. And yes, I understand culturally it's a process, but my goodness, I mean, don't blame the institutions for delivering slavery and making it available when the slaves themselves, because they were conditioned to do what they were used to doing, they didn't know what being free represented because they'd been enslaved for so long. So that's a two-sided coin that needs to be considered here, that I think that is obviously ignored and not considered in the discussion. Is it, Daniel?
Well, I mean, just getting back to De Tocqueville, one of the things that he talked about regarding the institution of slavery that was pernicious was he says that the slave is owned from the time he's in the womb. So he does not see the provision of his own housing and his own food as being his own responsibility. He sees it as being the responsibility of the white master. And this is what he was referring to. If you fight for your own freedom, then you want to be independent.
Exactly.
Fight for it, then you still have this mindset of I want to go back onto that plantation. I'm
entitled.
Housing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that mindset is still there. That's a very slave based mindset that some people are still trying to foster. So you have the political right trying to tell the African American community that here you have independence, you have freedom, there comes responsibility with that. Hegel says that, the German philosopher Hegel, he says that there are no rights without responsibilities, there are no responsibilities without rights.
Exactly.
And so we talk about rights all the time, but we never talk about responsibilities.
Right.
Yeah, you free, part of freedom is you feed yourself. Part of freedom is you get your own housing. Part of freedom is that, you know, you make your own decisions and have your own families, and you, you know, you create your own, like, kind of community structures.
And you're responsible for the consequences thereof throughout. Interesting, as you break this down, I wonder if our audience caught this, you know, the womb-to-tomb caretaking by the state and others. It sure sounds like the genesis, or at least the seedlings of communism, socialism, and Marxism, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, all human slavery, you know, because this transcends race. I mean, this is a human question. This isn't just a, you know, every race on the planet at some point, everyone was a slave of someone else. Everyone on every continent and every age. And the only thing that differentiates us right now in the modern time period is, for the first time in human history, the West broke away. I mean, there was discussions, and if you read Greek history, when Xerxes, who was the Persian emperor, was going to conquer Europe, he had a Greek spy, and he said, you know, what should I know about the Greeks? And he said, they would rather die than be slaves. And Xerxes thought this was madness. He was like, no, what are you talking about? Who would rather, you know, die than be a slave? And he was like, the Greeks, sire, this is their culture. They have a culture of freedom. And so this is a very European ideal that seemed very foreign to most of the rest of the planet, who are kind of used to slavery. So it's almost an idiosyncrasy of the West that we would, we would rather fight than be slaves. Who was it? I think it was Plutarch actually wrote it in his book Moralia, that there was a 12-year-old Greek, a Spartan boy, who had been captured and enslaved, and he dashed his brains out rather than be a slave, and that was kind of upheld as an ideal. To the rest of the world, that sounds like madness. So we have this almost chauvinistic conception that, oh, well, everybody would rather die, you know, than live in bondage. But that's historically, you know, kind of anomalous.
Especially here in this country, I mean, you've got strata of that idea. I mean, you've got people who are enslaved. They fooled themselves into thinking they're not. Joe Biden, you know, he announces, oh, they're going to put you back in chains again. Well, the Democratic policies have put people of color in chains for a long time, and they tightened up the rope even further in the mid-60s with this war on poverty junk. And look where we are right now, almost $30 trillion of the people's money, and what's happened to the war on poverty?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're and like I said, LBJ, you know, this goes beyond race.
Yes.
You know? LBJ said that he didn't want to emphasize the African-American kind of footprint in the welfare system, that this, you know, goes beyond that into single white women, into you know, Appalachian groups, Mississippi groups, you know, of large white populations as well, that they want to make dependent. And this is slavery, you know, and it's offered to them as socialism, but really this is the plantation system.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's gotten rid of.
That's Tennessee Ernie Ford's song, I Owe My Soul to the Company Store. You remember that, Daniel, or are you too young for that?
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes you like the song.
This is where we are. Yeah, but sadly, it's a commentary, and it's relevant today, potentially. It beckons the American people on the horizon to exchange freedom for slavery. We've got more from Daniel after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Oh, welcome to the plantation, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you, it's hard to kill, because when it is in the minds of men, and they've been so conditioned, and then here we are in the past couple of decades, we've allowed our kids, at our expense, hundreds of thousands of dollars in our kids to higher education, and they are lowered in their intellect with the kind of narrative that turns them to slavery as opposed to freedom. It's most ridiculous. Here we are celebrating our 245th birthday, and our birth certificate, which is the Declaration of Independence, is one Daniel Natale. I recommend that our audience spend a little time, especially around the barbecue when they're enjoying their hamburgers and hot dogs and friends and family, is pull out the Declaration of Independence, read it, be blessed by the language. I mean, wow, you know, you read the Declaration of Independence, and, you know, if that doesn't make you proud to be an American, I don't know what else it's going to take. I mean, because you think back in the history, when the Declaration of Independence was signed, the powers that were against us, the odds that were against us, boy, the whole package of the Declaration of Independence really gives you the sense that the hand of divine providence, as George Washington said, was all over the the beginnings, the early days, the idea of this great American dream. And so I highly recommend you read the Declaration of Independence. Bless yourself, bless your family, and if you can't even a little bit more time, read the Constitution. You will do something in reading the Constitution, dare I say, that we have elected officials in Congress, senators and congressmen and women that don't even read the Constitution. So if you did that with your family, you would be doing something that our elected officials probably haven't even done at all, which is most amazing when you think about it, right?
Yeah, that is a sad state. I remember that there was one congressman who said that about 90% of the congressmen that he knew had never bothered to read it, or had only gone over it cursorily in school at some point, and really hadn't revisited it, which is sad. But yeah, just to your point, the United States was founded, with kind of religious principles. I mean,
yes.
Who said that? John Adams, our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people. It is wholly unequal to the government of any other kind. Thomas Paine, he said, he envisioned America as a quote unquote Christian Sparta. And you look at the Puritans who came over after the English Civil War, and they basically, wanted to found, their idea was founding a sort of moral utopia. And so we rebelled from the King of England in that Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal was not a racial statement, because it was written from one white man to another white man. It was a class statement. We don't have to bow to you. We're all equal under God. And
exactly.
Without that premise of God, I mean, how you don't have equality unless there's a God. Take God away, and then it just becomes, law of the jungle, might makes right, the biggest, guy wins, the biggest gorilla in the jungle.
Right.
Wins,
yeah. Might is right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it is a beautiful thing. Freedom is a wonderful thing. And this inspiration is from the Word of God itself. I mean, this wasn't something that a couple of guys have sat around with a Ouija board and said, hey, let's come up with some cute words. Like you said, Judeo-Christian principles are steeped in our Constitution, in this Declaration of Independence. It was inspired, there's no doubt about it, to even come up with that idea that all men are created equal. I mean, think of the history of the world at that time, Daniel. I mean, this was revolutionary, that all men would be created equal, that the chart would be turned upside down. There would be no allowance for a king or a queen or a despot or a czar, but that we the people, would be the ones in charge. That it had to be by the consent of the governed. And you compare June 19th's declaration with the Declaration of Independence, and you tell me what makes more sense and which idea do you think is worthy of a federal holiday and should be committed to and followed?
Well, like you said at the beginning of the segment, you mentioned that, throughout our history from our founding, the idea was e pluribus unum, out of many one. Right.
Yes.
So we weren't supposed to fragment the society. We were supposed to take people from all these different, divergent, kind of areas and then mold them into Americanism. And so we've kind of lost that narrative of Americanism, even the political right. I mean, they had been conned, over the past couple generations to stop talking about Americanism and start talking about, say, capitalism. We'll have these debates, socialism versus capitalism. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm pro-capitalist all the way.
Right.
But we lose the narrative of what Americanism means. And so now we've opened ourselves up to these kind of people who are the enemies of America and Americanism, and they want to fragment us. And their job, right, like the so-called cultural Marxists in the Frankfurt School, their job is to create holidays that underscore our differences. And that's why all of a sudden you see in the post-World War II era, especially within the last, 20 years, as these people have ascended more into power, they've instituted holidays that are not for all Americans. You have gay month, or you have Juneteenth. And these holidays are demographic-specific holidays instead of for all Americans. And it's basically pitting different demographic groups against each other, and that's something that we have to resist. I mean, even going along with terms like African-American,
the hyphenation of America is disgusting, because it takes away, from the unum of e pluribus. I mean, it takes away from the unity, the idea of us being of many and yet one in spirit and mind and in aspiration here in terms of moving toward that more perfect union, right?
Yeah, it's e pluribus.
pluribus diversum. Like a house divided against itself cannot stand. Yeah. You know, yes. United we stand, divided we fall. And so they're trying to divide us. They're trying to create all these different demographic groups, create like oppressor classes and oppressed classes and get us fighting each other. Because no force in the world can take us down. We're strong on the outside, and everybody knows that, you know. So right. what the strategy is basically to pit us against each other, create animosities, create grievances, and then kind of set off people to you know, the war of all against all, as Hobbes called it. And that's what they want to do. This is exactly antithetical to what, you know, the founding principles are in E Pluribus Unum, which is in our true, you know, kind of our true holidays, the Independence Day, 4th of July.
Exactly.
You know, bringing us all together as Americans, not, you know, oh, holiday for left-handed people, or holiday
right.
for people in wheelchairs.
Exactly. No, it's absurd. Well, you know, and what you just suggested, there's, you know, there's always controversy as to who said what, and this has been attributed to Abraham Lincoln. I think it's fairly well accepted, but there's still some debate over it. But regardless, the meaning is true, and it's exactly what you said. He was quoted as saying, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And this is where we are. We're on the brink of destruction, you know, which brings back another song called The Eve of Destruction, you know, which takes me back, because it's my old radio days, so every once in a while it comes out, Daniel. But anyway, that's where this is where we are. And if we do not fight back, if we do not go back, you see, this is what happens. Whenever an institution loses sight and they miss and they start not hitting the numbers they should do, I'm talking about business, and you can appreciate this. So a good CEO will come in and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, let's get the team together. Let's figure out, where did we make a wrong turn? And they'll go back historically and see when the numbers were doing great and they were humming along and the staff was, you know, congenial and all that good stuff. And they realize in looking back, they see where they made a wrong turn. They adjust. They get back on track. In this country, it's a little bit more difficult because of the bureaucracy. And as you said, because of all the splintering that has occurred in the division. Now, this leaves us extremely vulnerable right now, unless we, the people, and they're starting to stand up. They're starting to see this, because you're seeing it now in school boards where, you know, the mama bears are coming out in mass and they're ticked about this CRT program. And they're just saying, hey, look at it. If you do not change your ways, we're taking over. And in some cases, that's exactly what they did. They voted the school board out. They're taking over. And, you know, what's happened as a result of COVID and the way the educational system has failed our children. Look what, there's going to be a lot more pressure for, you know, on the educational process. Look for more charter schools to come up. And also, you know, I could only hope that we'd get to the program to where, you know, our families would have the right for vouchers, that they could buy their own education with their tax money, and we'll see our educational system being more competitive. And if that happens, America will no longer be ranking at 27 and going lower amongst all the other nations in the world.
Well, that's Orwell said that. He said the most effective way to destroy a people is to deny and obliterate an understanding of their own history. And so education is just learning your history, learning like your values, learning your cultural standards. And that's their job, is to disrupt cultural transmission. So they don't want our kids learning about George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. And that's why, like, Hegel talks about fake history. If you read his book, Phenomenology of Mind, and he has a section on universal history, and he talks specifically about fake history when you use anecdotes that don't have anything to do with the story arc of your actual culture. And I likened it in the video that I made of if you were learning about the Roman Empire and someone didn't teach you about the emperors or senators, and they just taught you about Bill, who made bread in a village, would you know anything about the Roman Empire? Or if they taught you about, you know, the ancient Egypt and never mentioned the pharaohs or the pyramids or anything, and just taught you about Sue, who was really nice to her family, you wouldn't know anything about Egyptian history. And that's what they're doing now. They're creating anecdote. Like, Harriet Tubman has more in her write-up on Common Core history than George Washington. She has like 4 pages. He has half a page. But the story arc of America, she has nothing to do with America, George Washington. So what they're doing is they're obscuring your history. They're erasing it, so you don't even know your history. And if you don't know your history, they can destroy you. You know,
exactly.
The most effective way to obliterate a people is to not deny an understanding of their own history. And
yeah,
that's what's happening.
He who controls history, the past, can control the present, right? And we're seeing this played out right before our very eyes. Daniel Natel teaches business ethics, a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, appreciate the time. Great insight. Godspeed, my friend. Happy 4th of July. Take care.
You too, sir.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get...